In January of last year, 21 people died in the crash of U.S. Airways Express Flight 5481. Last week, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded that weight aboard the aircraft was improperly distributed, and it recommended that airlines start weighing passengers to prevent future accidents. Travel essayist Christopher Elliott explains that problems with implementing the recommendation could extend beyond offending some passengers' vanity.
I don't have a problem with weighing in before I board a flight. And I think the NTSB does have a legitimate point. Especially on small planes, it's vital to make sure that a particularly heavy or light passenger doesn't tragically tip the balance. But in a nation with an ever-expanding waistline, it's inevitable that many passengers will balk at stepping on a scale. The perception that our privacy is being further invaded is bound to add to the tension that airline passengers already feel as they're being processed through security. Goofy as all of us might feel, padding around in our stocking feet, being weighed is worse. But none of it troubles me as much as what could happen with the information that's being accumulated. The government is testing a new program called the Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, or CAPS-2. The system is reportedly designed to use personal information like addresses, birthdays, and home telephone numbers to assess the security risk a passenger might pose to a flight. Weight is just one more bite of data. But what happens when all that personal information is fed into CAPS-2? It could range from the trivial. I can already hear a gate agent joking, "You must have had a really good time on that cruise, Mr. Elliott. You put on 6 pounds. But collecting all that information, building yet another government-run database with personal records, invites much more worrisome problems than that. It spreads that information around to thousands, possibly tens of thousands more people, many of them outside the government, and again, in the name of security, makes our lives a little bit less private. Let's hope they keep the scales on the side, and that our weight, at least, stays out of the CAPS-2 database. Big Brother already knows enough.
Christopher Elliott is National Geographic Traveler Magazine's ombudsman.